This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. With the United States recording its highest daily COVID caseload in 6 months, a top public health official warned Sunday the country is, quote, failing in its battle to keep the coronavirus in check. Director of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, also said on ABC, quote, we should never have really ever got to the place we are. A surge of the highly transmissible Delta variant is causing trouble for the United States, which already has the highest reported death toll worldwide from COVID-19 at more than 616,000. Total daily new cases have soared to 118,000, their highest level since February. Deaths are up 89% over the past 2 weeks, even while slightly declining around the world. And children's hospitals in U.S. states like Florida are being overwhelmed as young people are increasingly affected. Another top health official, infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci, told NBC that final full approval of key vaccines from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration could come as early as this month, something some skeptics have said they need to hear before taking the shot. The coronavirus vaccines have been approved for now on an emergency use basis to counter the pandemic. Thousands of people have fled their homes on the Greek island of Evia as wildfires burned uncontrolled for a sixth day on Sunday, and ferries were on standby for more evacuations after taking many to safety by sea. The blaze on Greece's second biggest island has ripped through thousands of acres of forest across its northern part and forced the evacuation of dozens of villages. The flames engulfed homes in five villages, but the full extent of damage is not immediately known. This is VOA News.